The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it's hump day, and good morning to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. You know what? I'm older. Just go along with me on this. 7:06 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Oh, Angel just flashed some bad news on the chat room here. I gotta share that with everybody. But good morning, Bad Bob.
And happy Wednesday.
Yes, it is. It's hump day. Linda's going to be a little bit later today. And good morning, buddy. And I tell you what, let's start over. Let's start with our friends from Wells Fargo Advisors.
And I think it's Chris.
Is this Chris Lasondak?
Yes, it is. Carl, good morning.
Good morning. My never-failing companion, the man who rides the West with me, didn't tell me who it was or even write it down.
I announced it, but we were in the middle of three different things.
That's right. Oh, Chris, good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are a little changed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 3 points at 16,433. The S&P 500 is down 2 points at 1918, while the NASDAQ Composite is down just over a point at 43.51. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 127 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Sprint is down $1.20 a share at $6.09 after it dropped its bid to acquire T-Mobile. Bank of America is up 32 cents at $15.32. Rite Aid's down 35 cents at $6.20, while AT&T is off 47 cents at $34.64. Of local interest, PG&E is down 60 cents at $43.13. Home Depot is up 47 cents at $80.50. North Valley Bank adding 13 cents at $20.51. And Harley-Davidson's up a nickel at $61.21. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.45%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.46. Oil's up 40 cents a barrel at $97.78. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $18.47 an ounce at $1,306.50, while silver is up 32 cents at $20.01. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning here, talking about what's happening in Wall Street. As you can see, Wall Street's kind of in the doldrums. There's a lot of stuff going on in Wall Street. Have you been following it? Do you understand the reasons why Wall Street is going, goes into these bipolar type of activities with huge highs and then lows? Well, I tell you what, Chris and Kathy and Susan and Chandler and Josh all understand it. They all understand what's going on there. But you need to find out from them. 243-7561. 243-7561 down on Park Marina Drive. They will help you with your investments. They will point you in the right direction. And they're your neighbors. They're going to see you every day out in town. Of course they want what's right for you. Okay, Bad Bob, what's the weather look like?
Well, as we take a look at what the National Weather Service is trying to tell us today, partly sunny, the high will be near 88, kind of a relief and a big break for the firefighters. The increased moisture in the air is letting them get a handle on several of these major fires. Going to be back to sunny and hot tomorrow with a high near the century mark. Overnight low will be right around the 70-degree mark. Right now in Reading, we have 67 degrees. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They offer senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
All right. Now, what was the surprise? They said, Linda was going to surprise me yesterday. It was my birthday. And the surprise was we were going to go on that river, that little river cruise they have on the SAC where they fix you dinner and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Then the surprise was is they called up and said, looks like we have thunderstorms and lightning, and we when we get to that certain percentage, we're not going to be underwater. It's not safe for our guests or
metal boat,
our people.
Right? Water,
metal boats and
lightning.
Understood perfectly. So Linda goes, oh. And she said, well, where do you want to go for your birthday dinner? And I said, I want to go to barbecue spare ribs. And she goes, you can have anything you want. You want to go? And I said, barbecue spare ribs. Mm-hmm. It's my birthday. And she laughed. She says, you know, you take me out on my birthday, and we steak and lobster and bubbly and all this, and you want to have barbecue spare ribs and a glass of iced tea. Why, yes, I do. And that's what we had, and it was great, and I'm happy. But I'm unhappy because Ruth Angel sent a chat room note that says that A&W root beer, you know, all the, you know, the chain of, you know, places you get your mama burger and your papa burger and all those is closing down.
Another icon of my childhood is gone.
Well, you know, and what else? Well, there was something else.
The little teeny tiny frosty mug of root beer that was like a shot glass with a little handle on it.
Yes, and it says A&W restaurants nationwide are giving away free root beer floats from 2 p.m. today until closing today on Wednesday. It's not only that, but you know where you used to get the big root beer, you know, they'd have it looked like a teepee, you know, it's made out of cardboard. You know, but you could put root beer in it. It was like a, you know, a half gallon of root beer.
Yeah,
a quarter root beer. I mean, you could put a quarter root beer in this, and it was shaped. You know, it was shaped like a funnel, like a megaphone. It was like shaped like a megaphone. Mm-hmm. And we used to do is you'd go and you'd buy in college. You'd buy the these cups or these megaphone type of A&W cups. You had A&W all over. So because it was at that wax paper. You know, so you could put lots of liquid in it. And you take them to Kager's, and you fill them up with beer. It said A&W root beer, so we just fill them up with beer. And you know, and you'd see after an evening of that, there'd be A&W root beer these containers all over the place, and people thinking you're drinking.
Longtime Reading residents will recall a time when A&W was the only chain burger joint in town for a long time. It was big news when McDonald's came to town. When I was like seventh grade or
I tell you what, the first A&W, or I saw A&W over in Okinawa when I was there in 1976. McDonald's opened up after that, but A&W had been there for years. Okay, the question is, who has the best ribs in town? Gosh, you know, I'm you know what, Smoked out on the airport's pretty good.
Smoked
and
Bricks is very good.
Where?
Bricks.
Bricks is good. Hey, Famous Dave's.
Haven't tried them.
Try it. No. Try their ribs. Those are good too. And Bill Heidrich from real estate, commercial real estate, makes the best ribs everywhere, anywhere, according to people that have had them. But he doesn't have a restaurant. He just does them because he likes it.
Actually, Kent's Meats makes a mighty fine set of ribs. You take the bone and shake it, and the meat falls off.
Okay,
on the
now according to you know, rib aficionados, when you're cooking it, that's cooked too much now.
That's overcooked.
Overcooked. The rib, when you bite into it, should come away easily from the bone, but it shouldn't just fall off. That's cooked too much. So it should be tender, and then when you bite into it, and then you can, you know, you take that bite, and it easily comes off the bone. So, Sonny, I know that was a lot of information about. With no answer, but I've had them. I've had some good different spots that are good.
We have Coach Bob on the phone, by the way.
Oh yeah. Hey, good morning, Coach Bob.
Good morning, Colonel.
How you doing, sir?
The bad Bob. Hey, you're making me hungry talking about all of this stuff. My childhood recollection of the A&W down South Market, which is now Pop's 50's place. By the way, in case you didn't know.
Oh yeah.
It was so much fun when my family would go in there and they roll down the window partway, and they come out and put that little tray on it, bring those absolutely white, coated with ice mugs out.
Yes.
And to this day, it is the best root beer I've ever put in my mouth.
Wow. You know what?
It's got a taste that you can't beat.
You know, memories like that. Oh, yeah, I remember that, and they bring it out, and it'd be just icy cold.
Icy cold.
Icy
Hard
cold.
To hold on to it, so cold.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Gee. That was great. I'd love to see it again. I'd hate to see that happen, because that's... They had a formula for their root beer. I don't know what they put in it, but it's different than anybody else's. And I love root beer.
Well, you know, I think A&W root beer is still going. I just think it's their and Angel, will tell me, get back to me on this. I think the A&W root beer is still going. It's just their restaurants.
I got you. So you can probably still pick up the product.
Yeah, I would hope so. I would hope so.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah, anyway, yeah. That's all I had on my mind. I'm off to play music. So. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Coach Bob. You know, one of the good things about last night, too, is a good night's sleep that I got off my sleep number bed. And my sleep number setting, of course, is 40. And it's staying there. I think I'm going to move up to 45 as I get a little bit older. A little bit firmer mattress here. Who knows? But the one thing that you can get is, and now with the new mattresses, is the Sleep Number IQ technology. Not only is it a dual air technology for you and your loved other that's in the other side of the bed, but each of you can have your own sleep number setting. But now with the sleep number IQ or sleep IQ technology, it tracks the way you sleep and it sends you information on how you can adjust your sleep number setting or daily routine for best possible sleep. Because how important is a good night's sleep? And you know, how much is it worth? Well, I tell you, you can get a new C2 Queen mattress with sleep IQ technology starting at under $1,000. And these are guaranteed. They have warranties. They're Consumer Reports Mattress of the Year. And you can find them right there in the Target Shopping Center. Just look for the Sleep Number store and go talk to Brian or Janice and see what your sleep number setting is. You know, I guarantee you, Linda and I both swear by this. This thing works. Trish Clark, she's on. She uses it, and she says it works. Outstanding technology from Sleep Number. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. A lot of things happening around here.
And now, by request. Kind of my late birthday present.
Back to School Resource Expo at the Mount Shasta Mall, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Featuring programs for children, including sports, drama, robotics, martial arts, voice, dance, art, gymnastics, tutoring, and 4-H, fashion tips, makeup options, hair braiding bar, nutrition, health, and exercise programs, so much more. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as we broadcast live from Center Court at 12 o'clock noon on August 9th. We'll have fun giveaways from Sephora, Zoe's Travel, Turtle Bay Family Passes, and an appearance by CHP's Chipper, and the best back-to-school tips. Then head on over to the back-to-school fashion show at 1 o'clock in front of Macy's. It's the Back-to-School Resource Expo August 9th at the Mount Shasta Mall from 10 to 6 p.m. See you there.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent and Luigi here, telling everyone about Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway.
What's the getaway?
Visit Mary's before August 25th and enter to win one of our weekly prize packs.
With the $55 gift certificate.
Or the grand prize of a weekend for four in Sonoma at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
What was it like back in the day?
Mary made her homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with her secret family recipes.
So good.
Mary was one of the nicest people you ever met. Sounds like Nani. What about the meatballs? Were they as big as my head? Luigi, nobody can see how big your head is on the radio.
Oh.
Stop by your favorite shack to enter Mary's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway. And thank you to all of our customers over the years.
Original recipes. Original shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
No purchase necessary to win. For complete rules and alternate form of entry, visit maryspizzashack.com.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott.
Great voice.
Yeah, who is that?
Adele.
Oh, Adele. Super. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Estate Jewelry. You know what? Linda buys her jewelry there. Linda has discerning taste. She deals with Leonard, the owner, and Leonard and his associates just have great prices, and you get value for your dollar. You know, and there's always a good time. You know, Linda says you can never have too many guns. Well, the second part of that is you can never have too many diamonds. And if you're going to buy diamonds, you need to buy them from Four Winds Jewelry in Leonard. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Plus, they have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. And so if your watch needs work, get it done there. Four Winds Jewelry. Now, Angel gave me bum scoop. Yes, Angel. Oh, they're not closing A&W. They're just having national, they're having a national root beer float day as a patriotic, holiday. A&W All-American Food and NASCAR Sprint Series driver are teaming up to make sure they're giving away free root beer floats on August 6th, and it's in conjunction with the Wounded Warriors. So, there you go. Well, that's good news. And it's not, it's good news in two ways, is that they're giving away these floats, and it's going to help Wounded Warriors. And A&W Root Beer is not closing. Okay. Let's talk about a few things here. City Council voted 4-1, put on this volunteer police auxiliary force. And, Patrick Jones is going to work with Chief Rob Paletti to see what this thing looks like. The chief wants to put people in there to do all the paperwork, like, you know, like the community service officers did, until he can get some more of those. Where he says, I still don't feel comfortable putting people out on the streets armed with pepper spray to go out there and try and do things. He says, this is not what I, you know, this is not needed. And what he needs is to have the paperwork taken care of. And in many cases, his police are on 6 to 7 hours of doing paperwork every day out of a 10-hour shift. I mean, there's something wrong there. So if you can have somebody do the paperwork, that immediately frees up police, the 7 police that we have, for any one time out there running around, to have them there.
And Reading is 60 square miles.
It is. You know, it's ludicrous to think about it, and that our city council and our staff let us get into this. And yes,
or 60-mile perimeter, I think.
60-mile perimeter. But still, close to 100,000 people. Now, and it is, city council, and I'm not saying it's this city council, I'm not even saying it's all members of the city council, but there was a raise just, I think there was a, wasn't a 14% raise for $1 million raise was given to people. And that $1 million could have gone straight into the city police fund. And there you had $1 million right there. Boom. There's a number. There's your CSOs right there. Boom. Could hire 10 of them. Boom. Just like that. How about taking, you know what? That's when you talk about the, when you start talking about the new sales tax, and it was pared down to 0.25 cent. You know, I have a question about that.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? Where's the beef? That's right. Where's the beef? What's going to be written about this? How's this money going to be spent? Is it going to be spent on putting police on the streets? Or is it going to be spent in retirement funds, raises? How are you going to spend the money? Is it strictly going to be, when they say equipment, what do you mean? We're going to buy new cars? That's $5 million a year. And not all of it's going to go to the police. Some of it's going to go to for cleanup campaigns. I think that got dumped out. And then the big thing is, oh, we're going to move people out of these jails that are convicted. And, you know, Ted Gaines, Senator Gaines, was in town yesterday. And he says, there's something wrong up in Reading. And it rhymes with T. And it stands with crime, with trouble, right here in River City, or something like that. Okay. And Ted says he wants to Yeah, go find that one, too.
Go find that one.
I want you to find that one, 76 trombones or whatever it is. You know, we got trouble right here in River City. Yeah, Music Man. Find that one, and I want to play that one, too. We got trouble in River City. Hey, Ted, where you been, buddy? We've been talking about this for a while. Oh, that's right. This is just happened to be the time you come through here. Okay. Ted Gaines says, we've got to be able to ship these. Here's my new idea. Let's ship these guys out of Redding or out of California to any place that'll take them. Any place in the United States. Let the state pick up that. Okay. Okay. Good idea. I like that. How are you going to pay for this? Oh, no. That money's there someplace. Well, okay. The question is this. Tom Bosenko has said it over and over and over again. I don't know why it's not in the paper. It should be the headlines. Shipping people out's not the problem. Locking up the people we arrest is the problem. You can only ship out so many people, my friend. So many felons that have been found guilty. They're in there. He said it. He said it before. He said it during the town hall meeting. He said it on the show. I can ship out maybe 30%. Okay. Because the rest of them are awaiting trial. Now, here's the problem. You arrest 40 a day and you only got spots for 7 of them. How about if you arrested 40 a day and you kept them there in jail? Ah. Well, how long would that last? Well, if you ship out 69 or 70, say you ship out 100. That leaves them 281 spots left. So you arrest 40 a day and keep them. That's 3 days. Guess what? Yeah, that's right. We need more jail space. We need a facility to hold these prisoners or hold these accused until they come to trial. Take 250 and 300 off the streets. That's where the tax money should go to. Part of the tax money should be that. Find a way to build a facility. It's there. The plans are there. Where do you put it? Stillwater. Where do you put it? Stillwater. Stillwater is shovel ready. You don't have to worry about CEQA or any of that. Hey, we advertise it's shovel ready. Put the facility in Stillwater. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
You're right.
Thank you. Talk to you later. I almost clicked you off right then. Bob wasn't quick enough.
As if.
Yeah. Okay, I got a couple minutes.
$300 is as much as it can cost you to ship these guys out for one thing. I mean, it starts at a certain price, but it can go up to $300. And it's amazing that, it's glossed a little bit, but I wonder if your listeners heard the impact of what you just said. They voted themselves in $1 million in raises, but we did not have money for community officers.
I wonder
how many times we have to say that.
Yeah,
and why that wasn't even brought up when Pelletti was on the when Chief Pelletti was on the
I don't know about that, but it was brought up during
was there it yeah. had been done
well and I tell you something but and you know and of course Pelletti has nothing to do with those raises. It's the city council. And
but you would think he would voice
but it was voiced. It was voiced at the city council meeting on this. He said, "Wait a minute, you just voted $1 million in raises. Why are we taking money? Why do you think that we're actually going to be able to first pass something that's 66%? It's going to take 66% of the people to pass it is one. But what's your fallback position? They ought to have a fallback position right now that says, you know what, if that fails, then we're going to take money from here and here and here. Well, if that's the case, do it. Do it now.
You know, you talk about that 0.25%. You realize that money is being spent, quote, on the discretion of the city. It's the discretion of the city.
Yeah, that's why it's so important.
Tell me what's been done with this sales tax thing. It's not earmarked for anything.
Play my lady's thing again. Okay, now listen to this, Terry.
I have moved on from that.
We'll move back to that then. But here it is. Where's the beef? Because before you can tell the people to vote on this, write out what exactly that we're going to spend the money on. Where are we going to spend the money?
It's the discretion of
I know that
what you're saying, but what I'm saying to you is that nothing was really in concrete on where that money needs
right.
to
and
go.
That's now that's why they need to put the plan together. It's got to have a plan because you know what? If it's a great plan, you know you got to look at it. Okay, this is a great plan.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, what was that? Where's the beef? And so it's got to be
where's the beef?
Yeah, where's the beef? You know what? You're going to hear a lot of this over the next couple of months. Is where's the plan to show this is how much money is going to go to the police department? It's going to be spent this way. Okay, and then it's going to be spent this way. You've got to show the people who are voting on this where is the money going to go to. I'm sure they're going to do that. I'm sure it's not going to just be at the discretion of the city council.
Well, the thing is that
I'm sure of it.
Let's well, let's connect the dots a little bit here.
We got a minute.
At the very end of the meeting the other night in the town hall, Chief Valetti's comment was, you know, we have so many people here, maybe next time we can fill a football stadium. Isn't that sort of like being a doctor and saying, gosh, you know, we've got the clinic filled up with cancer patients, maybe next time we can fill the hospital? Because the idea of a town hall would be to have nobody there because things are being fixed, not to fill up a stadium. What's that all about?
I understand.
It's not a rally. We're trying to get things solved.
Here's the next town hall I want to have, and we can sponsor this, and we'll get a big place. Let's have the city council and the board of supervisors sitting up there. They put 10 of them up there and say, okay, let's talk about crime and let people talk to the city council and the board of supervisors so they can listen to, you know, people talking and with their ideas, you know, and questions to them. I mean, do you think that'll ever happen?
No.
You know, why not?
Well, first of all, because they'll throw it back on Chief Valetti, then Chief Valetti will throw it back on them. The real deal is that you almost wonder if they really want to solve this to an extent before a lot of people get their raises and the things that they want. It's really kind of concerning.
I mean,
really and truly, you want to fill a football stadium with disgruntled people?
Well,
what kind of comment is that?
I think that's not what he meant. What he wanted was what he said. The way I took it was that we have people that care, and if people that care, you can push your elected officials into things.
But we want to solve the problem, Carl.
Well, that's how you can push
your
elected. Okay, at least here you've got people talking about different methods on how to solve these things. You know, people involved, just like you have with your. And I've got to go now because we've got people waiting. But
sure.
Just like you have State of Jefferson, you have people involved, right?
Well, yeah, I mean you're right.
And
about
if you
that,
didn't, ha- and you'd rather, and you'd like to have a stadium full, because those means that those people are involved, they're going to be out there, go out and do something.
But we're not stopping robberies and murders, really and truly. Okay, anyway, yeah, it's again.
Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, Terry. All right, bye.
Between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be in a little bit later. Here with Bad Bob. The time is 7:35 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 67 degrees out there today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. The largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the Northern California area. You walk in, you feel a little bit healthier just walking in. It's located, of course, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, but nutritionists on the staff to help you for free. You get water for free, with your purchases. What else do they have? Oh, classes. They have classes on diet and health for free. All of this is because Joe and the people from Orchard Nutrition want to help their community, want to help their friends and their neighbors. So you can't do any better than going down to Orchard Nutrition. And Linda buys her sandwiches all the time from the in-store deli they have. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. Again, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. All right, today I'm with Ron James and Mel Moses. And they're from out of town. They're from Ono area. Ono, California. A great place to live because it's on Mel's shirt. But it's not such a great place sometimes, right?
Well, we've got a problem in that I'm a retired deputy sheriff. Moved up here because it's such a beautiful area from Southern California.
Right.
And I'm on the school board in the Igo Ono Platina area.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we had marijuana being grown within a short distance of our school. And so I took it upon myself to try and get to go through whatever process to get that removed.
So this, because I heard about this the other day and the other night when Mel was there at the town hall meeting. There's mm-hmm. marijuana growing next to the schools, or we're growing next to the schools, the churches, and all these places. In bus stops, in clear defiance of law.
Yes.
And even the marijuana growers say that shouldn't grow next to schools or the school bus stops or churches and all this. But it's clear defiance of law. What was done by the county when you complained about it?
Well, the county, first of all, I went in and got a copy of the ordinance, so I had the proper information. Mm-hmm. Then I compiled a report with pictures, with AP numbers of the property, owners' names, and everything I could get through public records, mm-hmm. presented it to the county resource management.
So you even found the owners of the property for them. You did it all.
I did the research.
Well, you're a police investigator or sheriff's right, investigator, right. So I mean, it's not something so new to you.
No.
Right.
So I presented all the information. It went to the county, and nothing happened. So I would go back weekly and ask what is
who's
progress.
Who's your county supervisor?
Modi.
Did you tell?
This was last year.
Right. But did you tell Mr. Modi, though, last year?
Mm-hmm. I went before the board of supervisors and gave them all the information.
Okay. So, but you told your supervisor, who is a retired police chief, that you had marijuana growing next to your schools.
Well, yes. Mr. Modi has attended our town hall meetings in Igo, and we have sat down with him and showed him the exact situation as at hand, and he just puts pressure on where he can, but we aren't getting results. We're getting a lot of chin music, but we're getting no results.
Now, getting back to last year.
Right, that was last year.
Hopefully I'll get to this year. But I mean,
yeah, we'll have time.
Last year, it took quite a bit of time. Finally got some results, and it's an abatement problem, okay? It's not really a crime. It's a fix-it ticket on your car, okay?
Because there's not enough of it?
Well, no, it isn't that. It states in the in the ordinance that not within 1,000 feet of a school, a bus school bus stop, or a daycare center or a church. It's no medical marijuana, no marijuana whatsoever can be grown. So they would send a sheriff out and talk to them, or the county enforcement officer would show up and advise them. Well, what do? They harvest right then. So the second time he comes out, there's not a problem. But you see my problem.
Yeah, I see what you're doing. Is that they delayed long enough so that the day after they harvested, then they go out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so.
Well, it's an abatement problem. Now, November, we have a chance, and I can't enforce enough of this for you to stuttering here and everything else because
we need to support the Board of Supervisors on their marijuana ordinance.
Absolutely,
and taking down marijuana. And
absolutely.
I applaud them for that, for standing up for that. But in between, we need. I mean, because now you've got marijuana growing out by your school buses again. Is that correct?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Right next door to the last one.
So we need to ask when Les Baugh comes here on Friday, who is the president of the or the head of the Board of Supervisors. This Friday is you've got marijuana growing next to the school bus stops. What is the county going to do about it?
Hopefully they'll do something before school starts in another at the 18th. I mean, is that too much to ask for somebody to show up and rid those gardens around our bus stops? What a simple thing it seems to be.
I don't think it's a hard thing to do. I mean, how hard is it? I mean, you know, if you got to have priorities, wouldn't you have wiping out or eradicating illegal marijuana that's right by a high school or by a bus stop? I mean, it says very clearly in the law, oh, you can get a ticket. Well, why aren't they giving them a ticket? Why don't the people that own the land, do they live here in town or they live in Shasta County? Where do they live?
Well, the biggest grow that we have right now at a stop, it's three pieces of property all adjoining the bus stop.
Okay.
Not 1,000 feet away or 800 feet away.
They're like 100 feet?
Well, they're on the
here
property
to the front
line.
Door.
They're at the front, so they're 50 feet away from the bus bus stop.
No,
one of them is
the bus stop's on 2 acres. And the house is set back, but these are grows that are behind the bus stop.
But they're right there.
Yeah, they're right there.
They're within 500 feet.
Yeah. Well,
200 feet
of the property line.
Can you see the marijuana?
Yes,
close enough.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Can the kids go over and play in it?
No, well, it's fenced
no,
to a point.
No, because it's fenced, and they usually have a big dog in the area, so you're not going to have kids playing in it. But
they're going to defend their grow, whatever they can do. But it's
so
just.
Do we know who owns the property?
Yes. Yes.
Who owns the property?
It's
all in there.
It's an 87-year-old woman that lives in Indio, and she's got her son maintaining the property. And there's a grow on each side, and he's growing too. So,
it's,
I mean, the most obvious.
I'm sure it's for medical. She's 87. Maybe she needs it for medical reasons.
Oh, I don't think she has one thing to do with it. I think it's all up to her son.
Yeah.
No,
but everything's in this report, and it shows the pictures. It shows the addresses. And the police department can't get lost in finding it. And then they tell
us. The
sheriff's department. And they come back and say, well, our enforcement officer requires a deputy or a officer to go with him to
three grows right there.
Inspect these areas because he's afraid and he wants a police officer. And they say, well, we only have him, once a month for a week? We can have it for the whole county. And what's that doing
now,
for us?
Now, that isn't quite true. I met with the sheriff on Monday for over an hour. And he has an officer that is dedicated toward the eradication of marijuana. Okay.
Okay.
And,
I didn't know that.
And the county also has Mike. He's in charge of the county.
So is the sheriff going to put somebody out there?
Well, I can't get any promises.
So
the problem is that you have a person that can enforce it, but part of that time has to be that, you know, this is a big county. They see a grow up here. I mean,
but when you've
weeks ago, I was informed of we have 80 places to go this week. You can't drive in the county to 80 places in a week. You wouldn't have any time to do anything when you got there.
Well, you would think, though, if you have people coming in and you got something that's close to a school as opposed just to a, you know, regular housing development, that it might take a little, you know, extra effort there.
All I'm asking is let's think of the kids first.
Yeah. Well,
that's why I'm on the school board. Yeah. Try and give them the opportunity, the best education that they can possibly get, and especially the surroundings around them.
What are we showing our kids about drug eradication if we can't get the police department to live up to what they've already been done, the sheriff's department to be already done? They then lose faith in us as teachers and as the board to what are they doing for us? And nothing is happening, so they begin to lose faith in the system. And that's the one thing you don't want to do is have the kids lose faith in the system because they aren't seeing results. They're just seeing a lot of talking and a lot of politicking.
Yeah.
And where are we getting? Nowhere.
Well, it's not just the kids. You're seeing a lot of adults.
Well,
are now starting to lose faith in the system because nothing's happening, and you see posturing and political, whatever that word, politicizing the whole event when it can be. The thing about it is that if you put it in your hierarchy of requirements to police, you would think up there at the top would be near schools and bus stops, you know, and let that one float to the top, and then everything else falls underneath it. And once you do that, then you go up to the next group that's up in the mountains or something.
Well, it's all priority.
It is. I would just, you know what?
What do you consider the most important?
Well, I would think where the children are. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. Well, you know what? Thank you very much. And keep us informed about what's going on in this. I'm sure you're going to go see Supervisor Modi again on this and say, hey, look, you know, you agreed with us last time, but we need some pressure out here. It's next to the schools again.
Well, it's all been reported. It's all in their hands, and I go weekly into their office, and then when they're not there, I go to their immediate supervisor. When he's not there, I go to his immediate supervisor.
And well, you know,
going up the food chain.
They say the squeaky wheel gets the oil, so maybe y'all need to be squeakier.
Well,
next time, take like 10 of you there.
We're asking.
Or 15 of you, kids.
I took four of us over to see the sheriff on Monday.
Okay.
So.
Well, you know, I know that the sheriff also is strapped, but there's got to be, when you have people coming up and there's something that can be done, and it can be done in a few hours. Okay.
The more people that walk in or call in, betters the situation. We just need more help from a wider spectrum of the population.
Well, get out there and get your town meeting going at your school board too. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, hey, we have to run. My guests have been Ron James and Mel Moses, out from Ono, California, the great place to live, and they're talking about having the marijuana grows eradicated from where the kids get on school buses, which it seems like a good idea. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sweet Jesus, one told over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one told over the line.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. We are all blessed to live in such a beautiful and bountiful area of California. If your home was built before the early 1990s, chances are that many of your water-using fixtures in your home do not meet today's strict water-conserving codes or standards. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at www.wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Look for Wallner online or in the Smart Yellow Pages.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl DeBott. It is 7:51 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete concealed carry training in Northern California. Plus, they also do the basic pistol and the hunter safety courses, all of that. And for a limited time, NFI will provide not only the class, for the cost of the class, we'll provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. Let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Dostoevsky.
What?
That was my Russian. Did you,
I couldn't. I heard only half of it.
Okay, well, I don't know if it means anything. I just put a S-K-I at the end of it, you know. You're like, Hamburgerski. Anyway,
well,
what you got, Charles?
I have to see it written down so I can copy and paste it into a translator.
Okay. What's up?
But at any rate, we have increasing numbers of people serving time in the jail for multi-year sentences as a direct result of AB 109 because some offenses are no longer prisonable.
That's right.
And if those people were shipped out, it would certainly free up to the extent that, you know, we don't have them.
How many?
In our jail.
How many?
It would free up that space.
Yeah.
For
how many, though?
Well, I'd have to go back and.
Want me to help you with that? I said, you know, the sheriff says that he can ship out like a third.
Right.
Okay, that's a third. So he can ship out 100. So, how long do you think it's going to take to fill that up?
Probably about as long as it takes for me to warm up, get my car warmed up in the middle of December.
Yeah. So here's what we need, and this is where I
still have to have a place to put some of these bags.
Right. Well, there you go. There's the answer. You just hit it. You need a place to put them. You need a place to put these guys and girls when you arrest them and you lock them away. So where's the plan on that? Where's that plan for that temporary jail facility that can hold 300 or 400 people that you have it there until our new jail sets up? What about that idea?
Well,
you want to see that plan?
I think we would. I think we would all like to see that plan.
I have that plan.
Oh, you do?
I have it. Is it going to work? I don't know. But it can work. I even have a place to put it there, Charles. Where do you think that place would be?
What? Is it in county or out of county?
It'd be in county. Guess where you'd put it?
Stillwater.
You got it, baby. That's it. Stillwater.
I mean, we've got all that empty space there. I mean, what's it being used
what else
for
is,
now?
What's it ready for? It is shovel ready. That means CEQA is there. Ready. You could put it there, and you don't have to go through the whole process.
And months of CEQA.
There you go. You don't have to go through all that. It's shovel ready. You put it right there. Where do you get the where do you get these temporary facilities at?
Well, I suppose with the airport, you could fly them in from China on a cargo plane, and
you go to military bases. They've got them everywhere.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, so right, think of all that. Think of all that. Put that into your translator and tell me what you think.
I'd have to go back to the footage.
All right, Charles. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Oh, by the way, if you have trouble with your smartphone, you might want to ask Councilwoman Sullivan about that, because she was working hers quite prolifically during the council meeting last night.
Okay, I'll ask Francie the next time I see her. You have no problem with that smartphone? Or maybe she's just trying. You know what? Here's what a good smartphone is. She's probably using it to check out, you know, saying, okay, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to this will work.
Was she tweeting the meeting?
Was she tweeting the meeting?
Yes. Okay. No, this is during the meeting.
Okay. All right, I'd have to run. Thanks, Charles.
All right.
Bye. Hey, Major General Green, I think, was killed in Afghanistan. The highest ranking officer since the Vietnam War was killed by an Afghan, somebody dressed as an Afghan soldier, got in close and killed him. I think he killed also, there was also Germans that were hit. I think a total of 15 people were shot, and the general was killed by this guy. So, it's...
Where's the outrage?
Well, you know what?
Are we numb?
They're numb. You know, you could say, you know, okay, I guarantee you that if you said you had 100 people killed in Afghanistan this week, there wouldn't even be a ripple in America. It wouldn't even be a ripple. You know, Obama talks, well, we're getting out of there. And right now they're setting up, you know, unless they leave people there, which they couldn't do in Iraq because there was too inept to do that. And look what Iraq's turned into.
And Al-Qaeda is on the run. Remember that
one? No, Al-Qaeda's on the run. Yeah. I mean, and Benghazi, and Benghazi wasn't, you know, was about a video. I mean, now they did, the study did come out and it said that there were, you know, I'm glad to hear this, that there were not forces that were told to stand down. I'm glad that that was found out, and that was and that came out of the report that U.S. forces were not told to stand down. Now, were they told to react though?
Who wrote the report?
It was bipartisan. It was mainly Republicans taking the lead on it. It was bipartisan. The question is not being not standing down, but were they ever told to stand up? I guess is the other question. Yes, were there orders given? Were there orders given to launch aircraft and head that way, or stand down, meaning that, hey, we're ready, but okay, you know, take a seat back. So there were no stand down orders given. But that, you know, that just leads to other questions. You know, one of the things I saw the other night was, there's an innate distrust of government. And it used to be just at the national level where it is now even so low. I mean, it's like 12% of the people think that, you know, that Congress is doing their job and doing it correctly, yet they're going to see at these elections that 90% of them get reelected. Obama's at his lowest ratings ever. Lowest ever. I think it's under 40. Or in every poll, it's like 54% against. I mean, this man has gone from one mistake to another mistake to another mistake, and people are starting to wonder, were we asking, where's the beef on the tax proposal? Where's the beef on the president? What's he doing? He's playing golf.
And yet the party faithful give him pass after pass.
It's our mainstream press not doing their job. Absolutely. But even the mainstream press is starting to bite back a little bit. I mean, a little bit. But you still have people. I wonder if Chris Matthews still has a tingle running up his leg when he hears Obama speak.
I
have a gut-wrenching turn in my stomach. I don't know if that's the same thing. All right, hey, we come back. We're going to be talking about security for your home. Hey, tonight they were kind of talking about crime. Bringing in Hue and Cry, and they're going to talk about how to keep you and your home safe. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The number of deaths from the Ebola outbreak in Africa keeps climbing. The World Health Organization now says the outbreak has killed at least 932 people in four different countries. Meanwhile, Tulane University virus researcher Robert Gary says he's encouraged by the anecdotal results from the Ebola antibody serum that's been used on the two Christian missionaries.
We didn't see any adverse reactions. That's usually the first thing you think about when you try a new treatment on people. Even though this has worked very well in monkeys, there's no guarantee that it wouldn't cause some problems in people. So that was a good thing to see.
The new death toll figures come as authorities in Nigeria confirmed the death of a nurse from Ebola. In Saudi Arabia, the country has announced the death of one person who recently traveled to West Africa. Also at SRNnews.com, new poll numbers show Americans are dissatisfied with the president's leadership.
The president's overall approval rating has hit a new low at 40% in the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. That's a one-point drop from June. 60% of those surveyed disapprove of the president's handling of foreign policy. 6 in 10 Americans are unhappy with the state of the economy, and more than 70% believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Officials say a woman arrested 6 times trying to sneak onto flights at San Francisco International Airport managed to fly from another Bay Area airport to Los Angeles with no ticket. That's a security concern for Congressman Eric Swalwell.
There was an apparent failure by airport security and the airline in ensuring that a potential threat did not get on the plane.
Swalwell's comments airing on KNBC TV. On Wall Street, been something of a mixed bag in early trading. The Dow was down as much as 200 points in early trading, but it's regained some ground. Right now up by about 22 points. The NASDAQ is up by 15. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and 12 ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Two Connecticut lawmakers are pushing the FDA to require food labels to be placed on the front of food packages.
Representative Rosa DeLauro and Senator Richard Blumenthal say the goal is to display ingredients more prominently. In a letter to the FDA, they say consumers are more interested than ever in how much sugar, caffeine, and artificial colors and sweeteners are in the food they eat. That's why they say the information should be presented in a clear and consistent manner. The FDA is already in the process of tightening food labeling requirements, but those regulations stop short of requiring the food labels to be posted on the front of packages. The Connecticut lawmakers say the FDA has taken a step in the right direction, but the new regulations don't go far enough. Linda Kenyon, SRN News.
You can add Kansas to the list of states where Tea Partiers tried but failed to knock out Senate Republicans in primaries. Three-term Senator Pat Roberts dispatched Tea Party favorite Milton Wolf in yesterday's election. This is SRN News. After a long journey of about 4 billion miles, Europe's unmanned Rosetta probe reached its destination today, a milestone in mankind's first attempt to land a spacecraft on a comet.
The Rosetta spacecraft is now just 60 miles from the comet it has been chasing for 10 years. Over the following weeks, it will carry out a series of maneuvers that will bring it even closer. until in November, it will be near enough to send down a lander to the icy surface.
That's BBC's Pallab Ghosh reporting. Puffet expert Steve Kress says that they want to involve non-scientists in an ongoing monitoring effort of puffins in the state of Maine.
This offers me great hope that people everywhere can help us as we learn about puffins, and through these cameras we can learn about how climate has affected the well-being.
There are about 1,000 pairs of the seabirds known for their multicolored beaks living in the state of Maine. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is August the 6th, 8:06 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop in our chat room. It's like chat room up and down, in and out. Depends, a lot of it in the summer is on the heat of the day. People are out and going early in the morning. So when you ask about that. Anyway, good morning. Bad Bob's here with me. And good morning, Bad Bob. Linda's going to...
Good morning.
Linda'll be in a little bit later here. And the... but let's start off... I tell you what, let's start off with Chris Lassonduck, our Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 53 points at 16,482. The S&P 500 adding 2 points at 1922, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 17 points at 4370. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 217 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up 19 cents at $95.31, Oracle up 26 cents at $40.21, Amazon up $2.83 at $315.15, while Microsoft is down a penny at $43.07. Of local interest, PG&E down 64 cents at $43.09. Home Depot's adding 82 cents at $80.85, while Tri-County's Bank is up 9 cents at $21.79. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.45%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.46. Oil's up 51 cents a barrel at $97.89. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $20.75 an ounce at $1,308.11, while silver is up 32 cents an ounce at $20 and a penny. This is Chris Lassonduck at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning, talking about what's happening on Wall Street, but also talking about passing on information that you can use to help to have your finances and your financial freedom started or continued or even strengthened. They look at what's happening. They can help you in your investments. They can help you with the annuities. They can help your kids. And but the first step to that for this financial freedom is to give them a call at 243-7561 and make an appointment. Head on down to Park Marina Drive. I know every one of the people that work down there, and they want the best for their customers. And you're not going to get that looking talking to somebody that's a nameless, faceless entity that you're just a number to them. But here at Wells Fargo Advisors, you don't have to worry about that. Okay, Bob, what's the weather?
Radar nearby shows clear, partly sunny skies today, a high near 88 degrees, overnight low will be 71. Warming up tomorrow, going to jump 10 degrees up to near the century mark right now. In Reading, we do have 68 degrees, and the forecast is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They offer senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. It's cool to be a customer there. Later on in the year, it'll be our customers are warm friends. But Alliance Heated and Air will make sure that you're cool. They've been serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees. Emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They treat you like family. They can't do enough for you, and I promise you that they will solve your problems there. And good people doing great work. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Well, in the midst of all this, of all the crime that we're talking about and that we've been experiencing, we've had the sheriff on, the chief on, each, well, every month, the chief and the sheriff are on. We've had all the city council candidates. We've had one of the county supervisors and the other head of the county supervisors, Les Paul, will be on Friday to talk about it. We've got senators rolling through here talking about crime, and we had a town hall meeting that had 750 people there and turned away probably that many outside. People concerned about crime. What can they do? What can, you know, what's going to happen with the police? We've even just passed at the city council level a tax increase to help fight crime with police and other methods. 5-0, they all voted for it, and for a 0.25% sales tax. Of course, 66% of the city population has to approve that. So there's another big leap there. But the bottom line is people are really concerned about crime, and it's more and more and more, it seems to be happening. So today, one of the, you know, we have Mike and Bill Kolner here that are from Hue and Cry, and the we've had a relationship with them for years, for gosh, 6-7 years, in the sense of you all are the ones that have the alarms on our home. And you also just put the alarms on our business here. You know what? All this time, we've never had an alarm on this business, and we do now. And, you know, this alarm is here because we have, you know, people walking in off the streets. We have incidents of people coming in actually trying to take things. And if you can't hear them coming in, you're not going to be able to stop them from coming in, and especially at night. Even though we're right next to the police station, it doesn't seem to stop them from coming around and doing things around here. So... But, Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
And Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Bill, you're the one that started this company. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Now, and your background is, well, you just, I mean, it wasn't like one day you just said, hey, I'm just going to start a security company, an alarm company.
Well, it kind of came along like that. We had a chief of police at the time in San Mateo that was going to take away our part-time work. And I was desperate to find something else that would provide for my family.
Okay, that's when you were down in the San Mateo, California area as a patrolman.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, I had a partner. I was a training officer at the time, and I had a partner. And he suggested that I start an alarm business because I'd had an electronic background in the military, and then I'd been a policeman for about 12 years at that time. And I thought it was an excellent suggestion, and he even named the company for me that very evening. And within a couple of weeks, we started moving in that direction. And by 1977, we were working all night as policemen and installing during the day as alarm installers.
Okay. So how did and so that must have tweaked you a little bit there?
Yes, it did. Within about 3 years, I had so much business that I had to quit law enforcement. In 1980, I resigned the police department and started full-time in the alarm industry.
Okay. And now that was still down in San Mateo, though?
Yes, I'm still in San Mateo.
Okay. So what brought you up here?
Well, in 1983, we could see that the business was going to tear apart our family. So we put it under supervision and moved to beautiful Shasta County.
Have you ever looked back?
No. I've looked back to know that I love Shasta County, and I don't care for the Bay Area.
Well, you know, I can kind of understand that. You know, it's all that ocean out there and among other things. Okay, so then you decided to – so you started your company here.
It was about 7 years later. Initially, we started into agriculture, had a number of cows. And did that for about 7 years, had a ranch, and I raised little cowboys. And then by 1990, we decided that the best money was back in the alarm business. I still had the company in San Mateo, and so we started another company here in Shasta County.
Okay. So, and that started when?
In probably 1991.
Okay, 1991. And Mike, did you were you involved with this? Or you just look young?
Well, I've been just involved with it all my life. I was pulling wires when I was a kid. They would jerk me out of kindergarten and stuff and first grade and go pull wires underneath houses and stuff with his installers. And I got along with all of his installers and fit in kind of as an extended part of that business at the time. And when we moved up here, obviously I got into riding horses and playing cowboy and stuff like that. But in 92, I got into it more professionally and started as a dispatcher. And we had to move our whole dispatch center and everything from the Bay Area after the quakes of 89 and everything. We thought it was a good idea to move it up to Shasta County so it could be more secure. And, yeah, so I started in there learning the dispatch side.
Well, in 91, was there a lot of people wanting alarm systems in 91?
Yeah, it was surprising what the demand was. I got into it just by doing some favors for friends that needed alarm systems, and I felt like the prices were too high that the locals were giving them. So I started installing alarms, and then within a few alarms, I realized that there was a demand here and that we could be successful.
Okay. And my guests today are Bill and Mike Colmner, Bill started, originated Hue and Cry, and now Mike, and he's retired now. And probably happily. And Mike is running the company of Hue and Cry. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It is 8:19 in the morning, July. I keep wanting to say July, August the 6th. It's got to be hotter than 67. Or is that just me? 67 degrees going up into the near 3 digits today. Tomorrow's going to get a lot hotter. This portion of the show.
You're right. Big heat wave, 68.
Oh, 68. Okay. I knew I was right. I knew you were wrong up there. You were wrong, Bob. Say it. Okay. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Back to School Resource Expo at the Mount Shasta Mall this weekend, August 9th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is where you take all your kids, your grandkids. You go down there because it's going to have something for everybody. Tips, but mainly for children, including sports, drama, robotics, lots of giveaways. They're giving away free passes to Turtle Bay Park, to the museum down there, makeup options, hair braiding, nutrition, health, all of this at the Mount Shasta Mall beginning at 10 a.m. And Linda's going to have a live broadcast at noontime at the center court. And then they're having a fashion show at 1 p.m. at the Macy's Court. All of this begins Saturday at 10 a.m. My guests today are Bill and Mike Comer. Who are the founders, Bill being the founder, of Hue and Cry here. And that's, you've got now, and Mike has taken over because Bill has said enough is enough. And as long as you continue, I think you said to send the checks to the right address, you're okay, right?
Yes,
I am. Oh, yeah. is that kind of cool, though? I mean,
It's real cool. He can't ever really leave it. It's in our blood.
Oh yeah, but I mean, being able to write a check out to Dad every month. I mean, that's cool. I mean,
yeah, it's been planned for a number of years.
Well, you know what? You got to have a plan. Now, Hue and Cry, and now we're going to get into the crime. But y'all have got spots. You got satellite offices in Southern Oregon, Sacramento, still down in San Mateo area.
Yes.
Cool. Now, what have you noticed? In the last, what has been the pivotal point of security and crime up here in Redding County?
I'll let my dad answer that one.
Well, I would think that AB 109 has had a major impact in this community throughout the county. I know in Anderson, after 8 o'clock or after dark at night, I really am reluctant to send my wife to the local market without accompanying her. And for myself personally, I went down 4 years ago and got myself a concealed weapon permit. And that's made me feel more safe in this environment and in my community.
You know the bad thing about getting older is, Bill?
Yes, you're vulnerable.
No, it's that people don't think you're dangerous.
That's correct.
No, it's true. They don't think you're dangerous. They think you're a target. And unfortunately for them, if they came up on you and decided you were a target, you know, and goes weapons free at that point. But you're right. You know, women, you know, because they look for prey out there. And isn't this amazing? In Anderson, you don't want your wife to go down to the market by herself.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Well, that's changed a lot. We've lived there for 32 years in the house that we moved here and bought. And so we're very familiar with the environment, our neighborhood, and we've seen the dynamics just change. And I think the number one key to security is know your environment. Watch and see and look for change and see if there's a threat within that environment and respond to it. Either avoid it or build defenses to protect yourself from it.
Okay, let's talk about that, building defenses. You guys are experts in this. This is what you do. And how do you – if somebody calls you up, do you go over and just do a complete security check?
Yeah,
at their house to see what they –
Okay. You know, 20-point check, give them ideas on locks, fences, lighting, shrubs, the whole bit. You know, where they're parking their cars, how they enter and exit their house. It's all important.
Where they park their cars.
Oh, yeah.
So if they're parking on the street, you want to be able to tell them something about that.
Absolutely. Okay. Get them in the garage if you can. Get them closer to the front door. Take your panic button with your alarm system to your car. All that stuff.
I hear a lot of things now are happening, or people are having their garage door openers stolen from their cars. Are you hearing
that? It happens occasionally.
Well, I've had somebody that does this kind of business says they're replacing them, three or four a week. You know that the garage door openers just have disappeared. I find that really interesting because then now they can get into your garage that way. Now, so when you look at the home, and you go through your 20-point check on it, what is the, you know, for somebody that's living in our neighborhoods now, what do you recommend usually to help keep their home safe?
Well, like my father said, I look at the overall environment, and if a house is a nice house in the middle of a shady neighborhood and other people are not keeping up their homes, they're going to be a target. And so what is the ease of opportunity for a burglar or a thief? And so I try to say, hey, you know, you're leaving this out of the house. You're leaving this on the front porch. You're leaving your blinds open. You're showing that you have a brand new TV. Let's change everything about this picture. Let's park the car closer to the front door. Let's close the blinds. Let's lock your gate. Let's enter through the inside garage door if we can. Let's carry the panic button to the car so that if you're held up when you're getting into your car, you can push it for help. Let's just change your overall picture in your home. So a lot of that is, are they willing to be conscious about that? Some people aren't, and that's okay. That's their free choice. But, you know, if they're willing to take some suggestions, we usually can turn around that picture.
Well, you know, it's like counterterrorism. You want to make your self a harder target than your next door neighbor. I hate to say that, but we've said that before, is you want to make your house harder so they're looking at it, they're going to look down the street and go, no security cameras there. Oh, no security alarms there. And then go and just start looking at it. I mean, it's sad, you know, but which is why putting a security system in your house and changing your way of life in the sense of being aware of, which you're just talking about is awareness, always being aware about what's going on and being is that we also, this is just one part of taking your community back. Also, is you also need, and this isn't your purview, but community watch. We're people, because one of the things you talk about is the people's neighbors that have gotten involved in alarms that you've all have had.
I think that knowing your environment is part of knowing your neighborhood. I believe that we are our brother's keeper, and we do have to watch out for our neighbors. As we see strangers in the area, we need to alert our neighbors. We need to communicate with our policemen. They're there to protect us. They're there to help us. We need to teach our children that, our wives, our other significants, that the police are there, and they don't know if we don't tell them.
Now, one of the things that we have here in our business is, besides the inside alarm that lets us know when somebody opens the door, which is, and we've got to, and just, you know, when you have radio shows going all the time and this thing goes beep, 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 you know, for, when, you know, people go, oh, that's going to bother us. It doesn't bother us because we close the door. And even if it is, it's beep, 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 or beep, beep. But it tells us who's here. And a lot of times we'll have just one person here working in the back of the studios, or maybe they're recording things. So, I mean, somebody could walk in. So, but this way it lets you know, and you get up and you look. The other thing we have is a siren on the outside of the building here. So if it goes off, that siren goes off. And like the one night we were all trying to figure out how to make this thing work, and the siren was going off for a few minutes, and y'all were calling us and all that. And we're right next to the police station, so you imagine how inundated we were with police. Okay, maybe not. But a siren on your house, too, is not a bad idea. I mean, they talk about it down here in businesses downtown, but a siren incorporated into your security system isn't a bad idea either, huh?
Let me address that. You know, with our stretch services that we have, whether the county has three deputies or a dozen deputies on, when that siren goes off, that bad guy does not know where those policemen are, and for all he knows, they're down at the end of the block, and he'll panic and he'll run. So the audible device really is the primary and the first important device within the alarm system. Get those people away from you.
Okay, so that goes off inside the house, and that's really quite loud, and you can hear it from outside. But the siren on the outside also just means that a lot everybody else hears it in the neighborhood too.
Right, and for that bad guy, he believes the whole world hears it, and he leaves.
And that's kind of like when he's running from your house, that you fire that red flare, and then everybody that's run out and puts their guns down in that final protective fire, so you've got a line of tracers everywhere.
There you go. Okay, I like that thinking.
Frankly, I like that thinking too, but people, you know, some people think that I overreact sometimes. Hey, my guests here are Bill Culmer, who founded Hue and Cry, many years ago in 77. I shouldn't say many because you're just a kid still. And his son Mike, who's running it now. And we're talking about how you can do is making your house safe and making your, I guess, even the community more safe. And more ideas to come when we return. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Kitchen Place is Redding's go-to spot for all your cooking and baking accessory needs.
What Kitchen Place?
That Kitchen Place on Hilltop across from Best Buy.
Oh, That Kitchen Place. I've heard they've got cooking classes too.
Only the best. This summer you can check out classes like home cheese making, wild game cooking, and Italian soups with Chef Pam.
I'm in. Where is this place again?
That Kitchen Place at 975 Hilltop Drive.
What Kitchen Place?
That Kitchen Place.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSave, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
They need some airport.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:32 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from Subway there, Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people there, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Cypress Square Barbershop, I'm heading back down there this week, too. I should, maybe every other week go down there and get a haircut. If nothing else, just listen to what's going on in there. It's great. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, my guests today are Bill and Mike Comer from Hue & Cry. Bill, of course, being the founder and the father and retired, but I kind of get the feeling you got your fingers in there still. We can't talk about it right now, but it's you just got back from a trip to Iraq.
Yeah, that's right. In Kurdistan, northern Iraq, we were there for 2 weeks. And we've been back a week and a half.
So, and someday I'd like to talk to you. Sometime we can sit down and talk about it. I know that there's, you know, you can't really talk about it right now. But it's not too many people are heading over to Kurdistan in Iraq right now. Abel, did you hear that there was some fighting going on there?
About 40 miles from where we were at, there was some fighting, but there was two rivers between us and the fighting, the Tigris and the Euphrates River. Yeah. And the Peshmerga military there in Kurdistan is quite up to the task to keep ISIS outside of their territory.
Right. Well, but I tell you what, the Kurds are an interesting people. And there's a gentleman right here in town that was from there. And, yeah, from indwelling, Dilagish. Over there, Abraham, and I don't know if you know him or not.
No, I don't.
But he's a Kurd from out of northern Iraq and Syria, in the Syria area there. And I mean, and so he said he's got some adventures if you ever sit down and talk with him. Yeah, someday we need to have you, when you feel like it, come on back. Let's talk a little bit about that, because it kind of makes what we're doing here. I mean, this is big, and you don't want people breaking your house, but over there they cut people's heads off.
Yes.
So there's, you know, they're a little bit more vehement than perhaps our meth guys are here, you hope. Okay, let's go on back here to we're talking about the – what about a – of course, you have alarms from people. You can alarm all the windows and the doors and this, and so if somebody comes in. We talked about sirens, maybe sirens on the outside, knowing your community. And everybody. I was thinking, and then, and the security lights, which you said is the first thing that ought to go in. Is that right?
It was my policy, and I think that Michael follows in that thinking that simple is best, and we need to set up a layered effect to security. Certainly, the alarm system may be the key essential to that. But we need to look at something that's simple to use, but used all the time. It never happens when we plan or when we're away from vacation, although it can happen. It happens when we're running down to the store or picking up the kids at school. We need to have that alarm system on. And what will encourage us to do that, if it's a simple and efficient system that's easy to arm, and that's what we need to be consumers of.
So we're looking at one thing is just a button to push, one button. When you walk out and everything's alarmed.
Amen.
And I think it can't get much more simple than that unless you walk by and set arm. And I guess those systems are out there too.
Sure.
Okay. What about cameras?
Well, let's talk about me in Kurdistan. While I was there for the 2 week, every day I brought up the cameras on my house, and I was able to look at my house, not only the outside, but the entrances to my home on the internet, on my smartphone.
Okay, I was going to, you know, I didn't want to ask a question I didn't know the answer to on that one, so, but you just answer it. So when you're away, you just flip on your iPhone, and you can see everything that's happening in your house.
Correct. And I can adjust those cameras and bring those up as individual cameras or look at them as a quad or four cameras.
So you offer that then, that you can do that. So, and I was going to ask that. So you can arm things from your far, far away, and you can look at it. And I mean, so that if you, here's my thing. We're driving away. We're gone for an hour and a half. Did we turn on the alarm system? You know, that one. Or did we lock the... I know this happens to people. Do we close the garage door? You can handle that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, remote control apps, they're very prevalent, and we sell them probably one out of every three systems we install.
So
something in addition, though, to cameras is kind of the next generation, and that's verified video response. So where we have a detector, motion detector, that looks at an area and it has a built-in camera, sends video transmissions to our dispatch. We're able to give real-time information to the police, to the homeowners. That's very effective for actually catching intruders.
So you can, so it happening. Comes up and your dispatcher can look at it, call the police. We've got somebody in the house right now. This is what they look like.
Absolutely.
And if they're wearing a green hoodie, they're in chartreuse shorts, and if they leave the house and they're walking down the street, you can probably pretty much, the police can pick them up.
Well, you know, you saw the Dutch Brothers thing, and they were able to physically identify off of a standard closed-circuit television system. Mm-hmm. This is more just verifying that somebody has violated an area. We're not going to give positive IDs over the phone,
uh-huh.
but again, they violated an area. They shouldn't be there. It's definitely a person. It's not a dog. It's not a cat. So it helps. And people want to know that we're not just crying wolf. And today's systems are smart technology.
Okay, so somebody comes into your house and they see all this stuff. They come in, the alarms start going off. At that point, or the beeping goes off, can we have the voice that says, you are now being recorded? We've got you on TV. It's being sent to the police as we speak.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can say whatever you want. I had a customer that said, FIFO, my Rottweiler has been loosed. You better run. You know, you can say whatever you want to say, but keeping with the nature of keep it simple, most people just choose sirens.
Yeah, okay. I like that. You know, just turn around and meet my Rottweiler. Yeah. I just like to see the person kind of look over their shoulder. Okay, so you've got all that. So you've got the newest. You've got the newest equipment and all this. So people can look at their apps and you see all types of things how people can use it. You can check it when you're in Kurdistan, and I can check it if I'm driving down the road in Cottonwood. I can check to make sure everything's going.
Right, and if you look at the cameras and you find that somebody that you don't recognize is feeding your dog, you might want to call the police.
There you go. Okay, so all of this, the different ranges of the levels of security. So now we're talking about when you come in, you take a look at what they're doing. You take a look at where they park their cars, their daily routine. So you need to adjust, again, your daily routine. Now, people are just absolutely – frankly, they're peeved because they're having to change their routines due to this. But unfortunately, it's a fact of life right now. When you leave your house, there's certain procedures you're just going to have to do. And we'd all like to live in Mayberry again, but I don't think that's going to happen here in the next few years.
I think the levels of security have got to increase as the society deteriorates. If we're going to take the responsibility of protecting our family and ultimately our property, then we're going to have to increase our security knowledge and awareness of what's around us. Drive into your shopping centers and just sit in your car and watch the type of people that are walking around. Look down your neighborhood streets and see people that are not people that you'd like to sit down and eat with or people that you'd like to have conversation with in a dark place. You need to be increasing that awareness and subsequently that technology.
Well, Linda has left the house before and started to pull off, and she's seen a couple guys on bicycles riding up our street. So she goes down the end of the street, whips around, comes on back up, and she just starts getting behind them, looking at them. And you know, they were looking in the cars as they were going by. But then they turn around, and there's Linda following them. They just drove on. So that's part of being aware of what's going on around you and also being able to, I've seen people walking down the street I haven't seen before as I'm leaving, and I'll whip around the block and come back and see where they are because I don't like it. I don't like people being on the street that I haven't seen before. Probably shouldn't be like that, but again, there's too much stuff going on right now.
You're living in a time where you shouldn't really be approachable in a public place unless you know that person, especially as you're parking your car, you're getting into your car, or you're moving around in dark hours. You need to be under the lights. You need to have two of you if at all possible, and you need not be approachable. You need to avoid the profile of a victim.
I think so. And then I tell you what, let's take an early break because I want to come back. I want to talk about GPS and things. In this case, your car or maybe motorcycles or such. And then also, when you're setting all this up, what advantages do you have with a local organization over, say, someone that's not from this area?
Well, local, like you said, our customers aren't just a number.
There you go. Okay, we're going to come right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. You have Espresso Joe's, great coffee, but great cold drinks, too. Walk next door to the best humidor in the state. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, and veterans always get discounts. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
It's the Back to School Resource Expo at the Mount Shasta Mall, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Featuring programs for children, including sports, drama, robotics, martial arts, voice, dance, art, gymnastics, tutoring, and 4-H, fashion tips, makeup options, hair braiding bar, nutrition, health, and exercise programs, so much more. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as we broadcast live from Center Court at 12 o'clock noon on August 9th. We'll have fun giveaways from Sephora, Zoe's Travel, Turtle Bay Family Passes, and an appearance by CHP's Chipper, and the best back-to-school tips. Then head on over to the back-to-school fashion show at 1 o'clock in front of Macy's. It's the Back-to-School Resource Expo August 9th at the Mount Shasta Mall from 10 to 6 p.m. See you there.
Bark and wine.
Don't forget brew.
Yes, brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with sit-down dinner, live and silent auction, and basket drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:47 in the morning, 69 degrees out there today. It's humid, as we're finding out all over. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. John Bastiani is the one, is the owner of the gun shop, who after that man in the wheelchair was mugged by four thugs, gave him a free concealed carry class and a free gun.
That's
and
cool.
Also the woman that was mugged, and he gave her a free CCW class and a gun. Of course, you can't do this all the time to everybody, but if you'd like to help with this program, just give him a call at 222-8222 or stop down at 2539 Larkspur to his gun shop, Bastiani Arms, and where they have everything, all types of ammunition. You know what? Here's the thing where this is the good thing about doing business with local companies and people that you know. On my birthday, Linda says, gosh, what can I get him? And she knew that I like to shoot a 17 caliber rifle, you know, because I go out shooting. And so she goes in there and there's none. But John Bastiani reached into his own private, his stuff, and used that and provided that for Linda. Now, see, there's why you go to local stores.
Sure.
That's why you go to local shops, is that you support them. And you know what? They, in turn, support you. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Just a great place to go to if you need guns or ammo. My guests are Bill and Mike Colmer, Hue and Cry. And one of the things, that, you know, just go on. Let's take this a little bit one step further out then. Local company. And as you said at the end of the last, you know, before we broke, was you're not just numbers to us. We have to see you all the time. You didn't say that part, but that essentially is it. If you're our neighbors, we want to take care of our neighbors.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, the big companies, like you said, the national or international companies, you're just a number. And these people are being serviced by us every single day. And we're only good as what we say we're going to do. It's done out in action and deed. So we live on our service. That's plain and simple.
You know, the way to determine that is to call a national company and see if you don't hit a telephone tree. And just watch your clock and see how long it takes to talk to a live person. When you call us, no matter what time of day, you're going to talk with a dispatcher, a live dispatcher, and she's going to respond immediately to whatever your need is.
That's true. I mean, because we use Hue and Cry in our home. Anyway, somebody just called and said, so what's it cost to put a system into your house?
It varies. It can cost between $300 and $2,000. It depends on what size home and what your needs are. We always start simple. We always secure at least the opening doors, at least a motion detector or two, at least a siren, battery backup. Those are the basic premises of a standard security system. We won't do anything less.
Okay, so what you've got then is if a door opens up, the alarm that you'll know that it's going to happen. I mean, you can fix it so that you'll know if people walk into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Can you fix it so that if you're in a room at night, and you can alarm the rest of the house?
Sure.
So that in other words, that if I'm in the bedroom, I know nobody else is going to be moving throughout the house. I can hit the system like that on the system.
And you can hit stay. Yeah. And if you have a keypad in your master bedroom, you can hit stay there. But everybody goes to bed with their phones, so you can just arm it right from your phone, too, if you have that service.
Right. When I first started the alarm business back in the late 70s, well, all we had was a key at the front door, and we turned and a light came on, and it was a one-zone type panel. Nowadays, with multiple zones and the ease of arming either wirelessly, and when you're gone, for instance, an alarm goes off, we can literally track that bad guy as he moves through the house. We know that somebody is moving in the house from the different zones that are violated, and subsequently we can intelligently dispatch the police.
Okay, now the first phone call y'all make is to?
The residence.
The residence itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no answer. Then what do you do?
We call usually the cell phone of the homeowner.
Of the homeowner, okay. Yeah. Say that one doesn't answer. You have several numbers, really, that you call.
Yeah, but the police are right thereafter, and
right.
It's usually within 30 seconds the police are called.
Right. So what you're trying to do is first see if this was an accident at home, and it has been at our house.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you get is, you know, or then I get a phone call from y'all. And when that 800 number hits, I always answer that phone call.
There's other
phone calls. I don't know who it is. I'll listen for the message. I see your number. So I'll answer that, and I'll talk to your dispatcher. But if they can't get a hold of us, you do call the police.
Yes.
And we've had them come by before, too.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's the way it works. You can start around $300, it sounds like, for it, and then you can go as, I guess, you can, it's like anything.
$2,000 and monthly service between $30 and $40 a month.
You can get the Ford Taurus, or you can go to the Lamborghini.
Yep.
I imagine, Bill, you've got the Lamborghini. Would you say?
Well, over the years, I've got whatever they didn't have to use down there. And they come out and they put it up. The camera system that I've got is pretty high tech. But they made me pay for that.
And so you don't have the machine gun on the swivel that as it follows movement through the house?
No.
You know, so it's automatically fed into that? No?
No. And I have a dog, and I don't turn it on at night. However, some people do. And, again, it depends on the people and their particular needs. We're getting older and things are changing in our life. And subsequently, we're ramping up the security so as to protect ourselves. And that's, I think, the security demand is something that needs to start simple and then be able to change and adapt as time goes on. You need a life experience with alarm systems and using them every day.
And I can tell you what the sheriff and the chief of police is, they say it over and over again. But that was really, that's what you just said was really important is you've got, you know, this is part of your life now. So you learn how to adapt to it, how to grow with it. And you want to, you know, so all these different things that you can do for your house to keep yourself safe. GPS is on cars. Yeah. Good idea.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we'll throw in a GPS tracking unit for your car as a part of your alarm system that you buy. You do have to spend a little bit more on the monthly because you got to buy a data plan to track that. You can track it from your phone or from your computer. But this is just if your car gets stolen. They have alarms built in, too, if your doors are open and stuff like that, that you can have as options or upgrades. But the main GPS tracking unit, it's just a little device that plugs into your communications port underneath your dash for your car. It's pretty simple.
Okay. Are some people too secure? Do you see that? I know you guys are in the security business, but,
come on.
I mean, have you seen some people that are like, oh, wow?
Only if they can't work it. If the security is usable for their lifestyle and they can use it without becoming an annoyance to their neighborhood or their friends or to the police department, then there is no security nowadays that's too much.
That's too much. So you can't like – and it's like, you know, well, gee, you're here in the middle of this, you know, the middle of this fenced area here and there's no road that comes up to you and you've got, you know, 86 systems here that – As you breathe, that you know it's being recorded, you know, fed back to you. Bob,
here's a tip, by the way. If it's a hot summer day, it's bright sunlight. Don't walk into a darkened room and expect to be. If you wear prescription sunglasses, have your regular glasses ready, or you can't work the keypad.
True.
Okay. Hey, look, we're here with Bill and Mike Comer from Hue and Cry. And I didn't expect this to go this long because, but I had a lot of questions, and I think other people have questions about it. And you brought out a lot of great information. What would you want people to remember here? Because when we were talking security, and I realize this is your business. And I realize AB 109 was great, and that you're still probably writing checks to Jerry Brown. But the – just kidding, of course. I know you. I know you would not be writing checks to Jerry Brown. But what can you tell people to take away for all of this?
Well, we have a few good companies locally, and all the them are of the highest caliber. As for us, we have four different branch offices. We have over 8,000 customers. We still answer our phones with a live voice, and we're still responsive to these 8,000 customers. Now, these are people that we monitor 24 hours a day and provide services for. So we're big enough to be professional, but we're local people for Shasta County, and we're concerned with what's going on in Shasta County.
Quick question. Are your technicians, I think it's ISET certified?
NISET, yes.
NISET, yeah.
Yes, they are.
Which is?
National Institute and Certification in Engineering Technologies.
Well, I'm sure all your people are bonded and all that stuff anyway. Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. Many that's people want to know what NISET stands for. They just want to know there's a certification.
It's a very rigorous. I've taken the NISET test, and it's a toughie. And I'm pretty tech savvy, and that's a tough test.
Hey, do you all sell that film that goes over windows so you can't break through it?
Not anymore.
Okay. Oh, not anymore.
No.
Okay. I was wondering about that because I.
Oh, are you talking about the new clear? There's a new film. No, we don't sell that. But that's good stuff. That's the non-breaking film.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the old glass break technology where you had a wired sensor in the corner.
No. I was just talking about the stuff that because I know they're talking about it in schools so that somebody couldn't break through into a classroom.
But yeah, that's good stuff.
Is it a good stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, well, thanks a lot for being here with me today.
Thank you.
And I'm going to have you back on again, Bill. We're going to talk about you being in Kurdistan, northern Iraq, for a couple of weeks. Yeah, I just thought I'd fly in there.
Yeah.
Well, was it part of a world tour or something?
I'll come back if I can get permission to do that. There are some wonderful people over there that are up against it right now, and I would not want to be one that got anybody in trouble.
No, of course not. And I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff going on. Though I just heard today that when you start talking about the ISIS group, that they're not as well organized as Al-Qaeda or all this. So, you know, their ability to project power right now is almost non-existent. But you control that much ground and oil fields, you know what? Your power grows so fast, and people are going to come in there to show them how to project power. So, you know, there's a lot of bad things going on out there.
That's right.
A lot of bad things, a lot of things going on in our town. And this, you know, the first step is to have somebody come over and do a security check at your house. And if they can help, Human Cry is going to help you. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank
hey,
you,
tomorrow,
Carl.
John Patterson's going to be on. He's running for city council. Let's hear his ideas on what he wants to do to fix the city. And we're going to ask him about crime, ask him the same questions we ask everybody else. And then Friday, Les Baugh heads up the county board of supervisors, is going to be our guest. We're talking about crime, business, state of Jefferson, and chemtrails. Hey, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Striking back against Western economic sanctions, Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's ordering limits on agricultural imports from countries that have imposed sanctions on Moscow for its military moves in Ukraine. The Ebola outbreak in West Africa has now claimed 932 lives in four countries, according to the World Health Organization. President Obama seeking to reassure African leaders at a Washington summit earlier today.
The United States and our international partners will continue to do whatever we can to help our African partners respond to this crisis and to stand with the people of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone.
The three countries hardest hit by the Ebola outbreak. Russian hackers have been busy stealing more than a billion usernames and passwords from hundreds of thousands of websites.
There will be a site set up in the future that will let you log in to see if your user accounts have been exposed and which sites have been exposed, but we don't know when that's going to be appearing.